Wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey left Chicago to sign with the Eagles this past offseason. Now he's part of a 901 team, while Chicago's leading pass catcher this season is a running back. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster, wondering whether or not the connection between Jeffrey and Carson Wentz will continue beyond 2017.
Man, I love it here in Philly. Philly's a great city, great time. Man. Everyone's welcome me with open arms. I mean, I'm having a great time here. I mean, it's just seeing what they was doing last year earlier in the season, I just know there are a few pieces here and there that sky's the limit. We could just keep working, just believing in each other. Just started this offseason. I think Coach Peterson said that before the season started, that he was feeling that we had something special here. God's got some great fans. I mean, here in Philly, right now in the moment, it's going great. I mean, best fans in the world. I mean, hopefully we can bring them championship. I love it here in Philly, man. I mean, I hope so. But right now, just playing football, just staying locked in and focusing on one day at a time in the moment.
Cornerback Ronald Darby had quite a return last Sunday night in Dallas. He picked off his first pass as an Eagle and led the team in tackles. In addition, the defense didn't allow a pass to go for more than 19 yards. Even defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz was pleased with the results.
We were prepared to rotate if we had to and give him some breather, but every time we checked on him, he was ready to go and he was playing good, consistent football. He was tackling well. Sometimes when you come off a long stretch, tackling's the last thing that comes, a little bit like preseason, but I was really impressed with Ron because his tackling was good right off the bat, and that showed how important it was to him and how much work he put in to get him back. It was great to have him back on the field.
After Jake Elliott was sidelined, the Eagles were forced to go for two-point conversions after each and every touchdown. Fortunately, the team was 3-for-4 on its attempts. Could this be a trend we see moving forward?
And I think there's two sides to that coin. You know, one is a growing confidence that, you know, the more of those you make, you can develop this mindset. When we go for two, we make it. That's just what we do. And then the second part of that is we feel like our inventory of two-point plays is large enough. We worked on it a lot in OTAs and training camp. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you work on all year long. And there's typically two kinds of two-point plays. They have philosophies that teams have. One is do something a little bit gimmicky that they may not have ever seen, or it's a little bit funky. You saw us do one of those. And then the other philosophy is just run your best low red zone plays. And so we have inventory of both of those things that we can always dial up when needed.
The Eagles have scored 30 or more points in four consecutive games. Sure, quarterback Carson Wentz is playing at an MVP-type level, but the performance of the offensive line, and tackle Lane Johnson in particular, should not be overlooked. Once upon a time, Johnson used to joke that he wrestled bears to work on his pass protection. He'll be battling the real ones from Chicago this Sunday.
Don't call it a trap game. I think it's what people make it, you know, outside, but really it's just another opponent. As far as the D-line is concerned, really big guys up front, so one of the bigger fronts will see, linebackers included, so great defense.
Make sure to check out a jam-packed Eagles 360 featuring an exclusive one-on-one interview with head coach Doug Peterson and tape study with defensive backs coach Corey Unlin. That'll do it for this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you for joining us, and have a great Eagles night.